Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, hello, I am Glovina Williams. And again, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to thank you, as always, for taking time from your schedule to spend this time with me and with each other, actually, because we're up to over 2,800 listeners, and I am just, I'm very honored that you would take time from your schedule just to share with me this precious time. And it is precious. It really is very, very precious. I have really been thinking a great deal, I mean, in the past few days, about the newness of everything that place. Even the newness of the mind being transformed to think in a new way. I do believe that over the past almost 2 years, we have been conditioned to think in a new way. We just don't do things the same way that we did before. But I still have the challenge because often, personally, and maybe you are experiencing it as well, sometimes I feel like, thank you, Jackie, sometimes I feel like leaning back into the old. What do you mean by that, Glovina? Sometimes I want to do it the old way. I want to think the old way. I want to perform in the old way. I want to go about my daily activities in the old way. I'll give you a real simple example. A salad and a sandwich the other night just at the local deli here. And I jumped out. I'd already pre-ordered it. I was just picking it up. And I jumped out of my car and I'm going in. And guess what? I didn't have on a mask. Mm-hmm. The new way. I still had to adjust myself to move into the new way. And so, I don't know, and you're probably experiencing similar things, but that's just a very mild example of a new mind, this challenge of new. And that was a simple example. But how about when we get to the greater things that are requiring us to take on this challenge of new? I'm specifically looking at this new way of living our life in the natural, as well as projecting it from the spiritual realm. Projecting it from our mindset, living our life and thinking in such a way that it not only glorifies God, but it begins to take others into a new dimension of who God is, how God thinks concerning us, and what we may need to do in order to come in perfect alignment with God. I know I said a mouthful, but it is the challenge of new. Perhaps this is a year where you have some financial goals, perhaps some relational goals. Perhaps you're looking at remodeling your home. You know, let's be practical and think about how can we do these things and have a successful outcome. The challenge of new. I'll give you another example. It's not really as easy as, I'll say it like this, some of the things that we talk about in the podcast, they're very simple, but they're not easy. They're simple, but they're not easy. They're not always easy. Times I feel, you know, I kind of beat up on myself. I said, wow, why didn't you do that? Or why did you procrastinate? Because these things, they are simple, but they're not easy. It reminds me of a biblical character by the name of Noah. Noah, as you know, he was given some directions and instructions by God. It wasn't easy what God asked him to do. God gave him some specific directions and instructions, and guess what? He was given the directions and the instructions because God had looked upon the earth and did a divine inspection. Some things needed to be corrected. Yeah. Things needed to change. Let's take a moment and look at our lives. Is there something in our life that we need to change? Are we open enough to allow God to come in and do a divine inspection? Examine us, not just in a sense, I want to say it like this, not just our heart, not just our emotions and, you know, our feeling nature, but how about if we allow him to come in and really do a divine inspection of our thought pattern and how we need to begin to do things in a new way. Some of us have been forced to change, just like I gave you the example when I went to the deli to pick up the sandwich. I mean, I had to put on a mask if I wanted to be served, at least in the community where I live. But how about just voluntarily taking time and allowing God to do a divine inspection? Lord, I've gone as far as I can go. I have done all that I can do in what I know. That's a mouthful. I have done all I can do in what I know. Now, I'm opening myself up to you, Holy Spirit, to give me the divine directions and instructions on how to move forward. Somebody said that sounded pretty simple enough to me, Glovina. But let's try it. Yeah, really, it is possible. Let's give it a try. I'm here with you today because I want to, in some way, impart the confidence that you can do this, that you can accept the change that God is doing in your life, the transformation that God wants to thoroughly walk us through. You're not alone. When God changes our direction or gives us new instructions, it's for our good. And he doesn't just leave us there. God doesn't just leave us there. The Spirit continues to lead and guide us if we'll check in with the Spirit of God. Yeah, Noah, the biblical character that I spoke about a few moments ago, he was given divine directions and instructions. And the reason why, as I mentioned, God had looked upon the earth and God saw that it was very wicked. Take a moment and put put yourself in the place of a parent of how God feels. or how you may feel about your children or those that you love and you're concerned about. When they get off track, it grieves us a little bit. I know it does. It grieves me. And this is how God feels often. Even though he has predestined for us to have a magnificent life, he has predestined for this planet to excel and ascend, we still have the free will either to walk in that predestination or take our own path. I know this is a real beautiful day. Yeah. Noah received some divine instructions and directions. And, you know, he was a righteous man in his generation. That's why God chose him, because he was righteous. And in a sense, what attributed the righteousness to Noah was the fact that he had faith in God. I'm always encouraging you and myself, step out on faith. And so many of you, I get calls, I do, I get texts. Many of you reach out to me, and you are truly stepping out on faith. Noah stepped out on faith. Noah was commanded to get his family members as well as some of the animals. Yeah, bring them in. And they all came into this ark that Noah had built. It was a huge ship. And they came in 7 days prior to the rain beginning. I want to say this to us. God may begin to pull your faculties and your thoughts in, and he wants you to begin to block out a lot of unnecessary things or thoughts that may be clouding your mind. Yes, block those things out. We're talking about the challenge of new, letting go of the old and embracing the new. Noah and his family, they had to release the old and embrace the new. Noah and his family, they did all they knew to do with the level of intelligence that they had during that period. So now they had to take the directions and the instructions from God. That's why I said we got to stop sometimes. We have to pause, take a deep breath. Wow. To accept the challenge of new. Noah went in with his family and all the animals, including sacrificial animals, 7 days before it began to rain. Wow. He went in. His wife, his sons, and his sons' wives. They took in all these beasts, clean beasts, unclean beasts. They took in birds. Every creeping creature went in with them. 2 plus 2, male and female. God is indeed a God of duality. And he was yet following God's instructions. Has God given you some new directions and some new instructions, and you're trying to accomplish something new with the old way of thinking? Yeah. The challenge of new. Yeah. I'm taking a deep breath right now because I'm walking in a new place, a new direction, new instructions by the Holy Spirit. Noah and his family, they had a 7-day wait before the windows of heaven opened. I hope someone grabbed that. 7-day wait before the windows of heaven opened. Have you ever said, God, when? I've been persistent. I've been consistent. I'm changing habits. I'm changing the way I'm doing things. God, when is it going to happen? Noah and his family and all of those animals and the fowl, they had 7 days to wait before the windows of heaven opened. I don't want you to give up. Being out on faith. Even in your stillness, begin to think new. Yeah, begin to think new. It does take time. That's the practical part of it, the 7 days they're waiting, the time that you had to wait. But then when the windows of heaven opened, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, continual, not just, oh, it stopped raining. No, no, no. 40 days and 40 nights of continual rain with 8 souls being saved in this ark, all because a man accepted the new directions and the new instructions that God had given him. His family was saved from the devastation that hit the planet, according to the word of God. They survived because they obeyed and the directions. This was brand new for Noah. We're not going to even get into the part about many. It has been said that it had never rained on the planet in that region. But we won't get into that in this podcast. But I do want to say, as you follow the instructions, write them down. You should have a fresh new journal of something, a new device that you're recording the things that God is giving you. You know, there was a young lady. She was just a teenager, actually. Her name is Kayla. Not my grandbaby Kayla, but this was another Kayla. She was just a teenager. And she used to help me at when I lived in Naples, Italy. She would help me in the church, with the ministry, with the youth. She was very active. And when she was about to go to college, she asked me for a letter of reference. And I wrote that letter, and this was well over 10 years ago when I wrote this letter for her. Well over 10 years ago. Do you know that young lady, I sent her that letter, and when she read it, she saw that just who she was and just how she persevered and how she was consistent in her good habits and able to be flexible and change, she saw that now her business is successful. She is now a woman. She has graduated with her bachelor's and her graduate degree. She has her own business. And guess what? All those things in that letter she has accomplished beyond what she could ever imagine. I use Kayla today as an example because I want you to write down your goals and your desires. You may say, you know, I asked, really, let me pause for a moment. I asked you a few months ago to write down, did I say 100 or 300 things that you would like to see happen in your life? You would be surprised how the most important and the cream of the crop of those desires will surface to the top, and you will begin to work on those. There must be a transformation in our thinking. There must be a transformation in letting go and embracing the new. Mm-hmm. That's what Noah and his family had to do. They were taken into a new dimension, a new season. We're in a new dimension. We're in a new season, a new proportion. There's a new measurement in our life and our activities. There's a new extent to how far we can go. Look, we're here today doing a podcast. This is a new extent of how far you and I can go together utilizing social media. There's a new size, expansion, a length, a width, a width, a breadth, a depth that God wants to bring us into. Noah's ship, the ark, it was 3 levels. God is taking you to new levels and new heights. Let go of the old. And sometimes you have to let go of it in increments. Just slowly. I'm emphasizing today, I want you to be hard on yourself. What I want you to do is to accept the new. Someone just said, well, Glovina, that's the hard part. Take it in increments. And most of all, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Yes, to help you in this new transition, this new area, this new vibratory level, this new capacity that he's taking you to, new attributes. Yeah. New attributes being released within your intelligentsia, within your thought patterns. The challenge of new. And I most assuredly, I want to share with you, I believe that God is really doing a new thing. And some of you, you can testify. Some of you are saying right now, you're nodding your head, you're exhaling. Because you recognize that he is doing something magnificent and new. So write down what it is that you need from God. I've written it before, you're saying, write it again. Write the vision, make it plain. Okay, write it again. And I like to say, be sure to put a date on it. Put the date on it. Even the day helps sometimes, but be sure to put the date on it, because when you look at it and you see, wow, I wrote that on this day, or I recorded that on this particular day, and it has come to pass. I'm going to read one little short scripture to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but the mind of Christ? Build a new vision, an inner vision, of I'm going to change, I'm going to form some new attitudes about who I am and how I see myself. And I don't want any of us to get stuck on how others are seeing you, because often others see you the way you were. The way you were. You can be brand new, and they'll treat you the way they believe you still are, but you're new. And you may have to even correct that. Say, oh, no, I'm not there anymore. It's like God moving you to a brand new home, and all your old mail goes there, and you have to go to the post office. You have to do whatever you need to do to say, I'm not there anymore. Redirect this to the new place. So now things need to be redirected. The new directions have to take place for us to accept the challenge of new. Yeah. When as our soul is surrendering to the spirit. Yeah. Where the struggle is beginning to leave. Where you're beginning to look different. You're even looking at your reflection and you're seeing a newness about you. Yeah, write those things down. Write down what you're going to pursue in this, with this new mindset. And I know that as we have these podcasts, go back and listen to some of the other ones. One of my friends on the beautiful island of Sardinia, she lives in Italy, her name's Cynthia, she said to me, the beautiful thing about this is that even when I'm out shopping, I can listen to your podcast. Go back and listen to some of the other ones. Because there's information that we're gleaning. There is one thing that's said right now that's really blessing you. And you're holding on to that, and you're going to walk that out in your life. And when you go back and listen to some of the other ones, it gives you a gentle reminder. Remember, repetition is indeed the parent of learning. Repetition is the parent of learning. So, well, I've seen it a million times. Repetition is the parent of learning. Go back and listen to some of the podcasts. So what's on your agenda? What's on your agenda? Yeah. What's on your agenda? Yes. Hello, Latosha. Can you tell us what's on your agenda?
Hello?
Yes, hello. What's on your agenda?
To help my coaching business to become better and to reach more clients.
The name of your coaching business?
The name of my coaching business is Determined Steps Christian Coaching.
Determined Steps Christian Coaching. Okay. Now, are you ready for the challenge of new? Perhaps the Holy Spirit is going to begin to give you new directions and new instructions how to continue to move your coaching business to the next dimension. Thank you. Hello. Well, hello. I want to say hi to you. How about you? What is your challenge of something new? Yeah, 8330. What's your challenge? God, no, you probably don't even know I'm talking to you, but I am. I'll try another one.
I hear you. I hear you. Oh. You talking to me, Bishop?
Yes, I am, Yvonne.
To bear more fruit in this season.
To do what?
And to bear more fruit in this season and to become more like Christ.
Okay. All right. To bear more fruit in this season. So be ready for the challenge of new. Be ready for the new instructions and the new directions. Okay? All right. Okay. I know I surprised you all today with this. This is different. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. I like it. It's good. It's a-
okay. All right. Listen, I wanted to do that because I want you to walk in faith, and I want you to take on this challenge of new. Yeah, whatever it is, don't be afraid. Don't be hesitant. Come on into this newness. I'm going to ask you as well. How about you? Is that TLC? What about your challenge of new? Yes. Are you there? Okay, we'll move on. I want you all to always remember, sometimes I have my little challenges with the technology, and you guys have been so patient with me. I want to shout out today and say hi to my beautiful mother, Dolores. Hey, I want to say hi to Chu, also known as Bear, also known as Sean and Carolyn, Marlon and Cheryl. I want to say hi to Steven, Nico, and Allie. Hey, I want to say hi to Jordan and Jesse, Caleb and Maddie. I want to shout out to the brand new Hadassah. Welcome to this world. Kayla, Lauren, Tandana, I want to say hi to my beautiful aunt, Steen, Jewel, and Rosemary, my sister, Jewel. Hey, Robert, how are you? Terry, hello, Omo. Cynthia in Kansas, Dominique, Terry, and Velma, thank you so much. I want to shout out today to CJ and David. How are you today? I want to say hi to Arnold, Courtney, my favorite lady. Her nickname is Gloomy. Hi, Louise. I want to say hi, Anthony, Kiafa, Roslyn, and the Youth Empowerment Services. Get ready. She's having a fantastic, empowering conference for girls. Is going to be virtual, and it's going to be fantastic in March, and I'll bring you more details on that. The Youth Empowerment Carolina. Hi, I want to say hi to Corey Mayfield, Eugene Michiko, Pastor Linda Queen. Oh, my God, Dr. LaRusha Kane. How are you? Heal a woman, heal the world. Hello. Hi, Judy. Jackie, I want to say hello to you. Joy in Texas, Denise in Kansas. Hi, Sheila. I want to talk to you. Hey, Yvonne, thanks for giving us those words of bearing more fruit. Margareta, hello. Hi, Cynthia in Reno on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to say hello and shout out to all of my service members that are serving overseas and here in this country as well. I want to say hi to Isaiah and Courtney. I want to say hello to Gary and Stephanie. Yeah, those are my trustees, James and Shatoya. I want to say hello to all of you. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you. I want to shout out to our listeners from all over the world. I want to say that I love you so much. I want you to walk in peace. And I want to also say to you, this is time for us, my beloveds. Accept the challenge of new. Come on, you can do it. It is possible. Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.